Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. On Inspire Indeed, we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and community leaders that are working to address them, and hopefully you'll learn something new and be inspired to think about how you might make a difference with your deeds. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host. And on today's show, we're going to learn about a community resource that's available to all of us to learn about nonprofits serving Greater Richmond. This resource is called Give Richmond, or giverichmond.org. And joining me are Michael Jones, Give Richmond Coordinator, and Kim Russell, Vice President of Communications at the Community Foundation serving Richmond and Central Virginia, where Give Richmond is housed. Now, just as a matter of full disclosure, I should mention that my day job is at the same place where these guys work, but Give Richmond is about much more than any one organization. And Michael and Kim, thank you so much for joining me today to let us know what it's all about.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Now, why don't we start with just the basics? What is Give Richmond?
Give Richmond is a searchable website of nonprofits where individuals, donors, philanthropists, and anybody can learn about their favorite nonprofits, ranging from the smaller, younger organizations to your older, more established ones. It is administered by the Community Foundation, but it's sponsored by 14 other area funders, including corporate and private foundations. So people can go to the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free. They can learn about an organization's programs. They can learn about volunteer opportunities, what that organization needs. They can review their financial documents. Because we feel that everybody, regardless of how big or small your donation is, everybody deserves to know how their money is being spent. And because we tend to look at to supporting our local nonprofits as an investment. And so this is a good way for people to look and see how their nonprofits are doing.
You can go on giverichmond.org and look for a nonprofit. You said there are a lot of different types of nonprofits, small and large. About how many are on the site?
We currently have almost 450 organizations on there, and the vast majority of them are located here in Richmond and Central Virginia. Mm-hmm. But really, any organization that serves the Commonwealth is eligible to be on the website.
Okay. So what would somebody see when they get onto the site?
Well, they would get their phone number, they'd get their address and links to their website. There's a Donate Now button, so nonprofit people can actually make donations online. They would have access to their IRS 990s. They would have their 501c3.
What's a 990?
An IRS 990 is the document that nonprofits file with the IRS annually showing their revenue and expenses.
Okay. So it's like the 1040 for individuals,
exactly.
Only it's the form for
nonprofits. So a person can come there, and if they wish to review the 990 themselves and any other supporting documentation, they can.
Yeah.
But we also lay out for them where their revenue and expenses are coming from. And every nonprofit portrait that is live has been reviewed by the organization's executive committee and has been signed off on by their executive director or president.
Okay. So that nonprofit knows what's going up in this public venue.
Exactly. We're not pulling any surprises on them.
Uh-huh. So what other type of information is on there that you might learn about for a nonprofit?
Well, you can learn about their board. You can see where how their board is, what percentage of their board is giving to the organization. You can look and see if you have questions about any policies and procedures that they have. You can see if they have them in place or not. You can learn about their programs. You can learn about what kinds of, like, where their services are.
If you are like, you don't know, maybe you want to learn about a nonprofit. You don't have a specific nonprofit in mind, but you want to learn about who's helping, animal welfare, dogs and cats in Greater Richmond.
Okay.
How would you do that?
Well, for instance, you could do one of two things. Well, actually, for one thing is you can go to there's a find feature where you can enter in an organization, you can enter in a keyword. So if you wanted to, you say, search for animals, you can go to the keywords and type in animals. And then that would pull up every organization that has classified themselves as an animal organization. And it ranges from, you know, Cat's Cradle to the Richmond SPCA.
Okay.
And every organization there. So
Great. So what can you talk a little bit about why Give Richmond exists? I mean, what's the benefit of having a resource like this for Greater Richmond? And well, what's the benefit for the nonprofits that are on it?
Well, for the nonprofits, one, it gives them another tool to communicate their message to their donors and to their various stakeholders. But also with regards to applying for funds, we think it makes it easier for them because usually when they're applying for funds, they're supplying the same basic due diligence information over and over again: their audit, their 501c3 letter, their board list, their 990. So instead of having to make multiple copies and submitting them over and over again, they upload them once into this website, and it is accessible to all of the funders, to the general public, to their board. So we look at it as sort of a virtual filing cabinet for everybody. Okay. And it's a good place for them because in the nonprofits, particularly when it comes to boards, there's some turnover. So it's a great repository for them so they can have all of their information in one place.
Okay.
And plus, for some organizations, it's given them the opportunity to have online donations for the very first time. And for some, it gives them an online presence also for the first time.
Oh, so for some of those small nonprofits or maybe new nonprofits that haven't gotten their website up and together yet, they could go there.
Exactly.
To set up a site to direct people to give.
Correct. And there are actually some organizations, if you go to their website and you click on their donate button, mm-hmm. it will take you to their portrait where they can accept donations.
Oh, okay. So there's a way to link to it just through their own website.
Yes.
They can link right to that donate now on Give Richmond.
Correct. It's not designed to do away with their online giving. It just gives them yet another avenue to receive funds.
Great. Okay, good. And can you talk a little bit about how Give Richmond helps to, you know, it's nice to have that opportunity for nonprofits that are smaller or newer, but looking at nonprofits as a whole or the Greater Richmond community of nonprofits, like what difference does it make that Give Richmond exists?
Well, one thing it has done, it gives the opportunity for nonprofits to assess their own strengths and their own weaknesses. There have been some organizations that are literally brand new. They received their 501c3 letter one day and the next day started working on their portrait. And it asks a whole series of questions about what kind of policies and procedures you have in place. Do you have an insurance policy for your directors and officers? Do you have a succession plan? Do you have a mm-hmm. formal evaluation process? And it asks you all these questions.
So it's almost like an outline of what you ideally would have in place as a nonprofit.
Exactly. And there's actually been some instances where some nonprofits have discovered that they let an insurance policy lapse or they didn't have something in place before and they contacted us and said, okay, we're alarmed that we don't have this. And so how do we go about fixing this?
So it's kind of like a secondary check.
It's basically a really good checklist for mm-hmm. a nonprofit to sit down and go through it. And it's also a good way for particularly if you're a new board member or a new staff member to that organization, it helps you learn about yourself and about the organization upon which you're serving.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, I understand that the GiveRichmond.org is serving as sort of a platform for a community-wide day of giving that's coming up, correct?
That's correct.
You want to talk us through what that's all about?
Sure. The name of the event is The Amazing Raise. This will be the second year that Give Richmond has hosted this event. Mostly, it's Richmond's 36-hour online giving event, giving challenge, if you will. Our purpose is to challenge as much of the community to contribute to our local nonprofits as possible. It's going to take place next week on Wednesday, September 19th and Thursday, September 20th, 6 a.m. Wednesday to 6 p.m. on Thursday. It's only online at giverichmond.org, so only gifts that are made through Give Richmond are eligible for the event. And what I mean by that is that there is over $100,000 worth of incentive grant prizes to incent giving during this time period. So organizations are ready to ask their supporters to support them at this time with the idea that they may actually receive additional funds through the grant prizes.
Okay. So I think probably some of our listeners have received emails from some of the nonprofits they support talking about the Amazing Raise? And this is what they're talking about, an opportunity to get those incentive prizes?
That's right. Many of the nonprofits are targeting specific prizes. Throughout the 36 hours, there's a series of mini contests. Some of them are related to times of day. So, for example, there is a Midnight Madness Prize, which will go to the organization that receives the donation closest to midnight during this time period. And they will receive $1,000 in addition to the original donation.
So it might be a small donation, but it could turn into $1,000 exactly. Just because it came at midnight.
The minimum gift for the event is $25. So okay. In that instance, it could be a $25 gift that earns the organization an additional $1,000. I should mention, though, that the largest prizes are awarded to the organizations that receive the most donations of $50 or more. So just raising the bar a little bit higher, the first, second, and third place organizations, again, with the most donations throughout the period, will receive $20,000, $15,000, and $10,000, respectively.
Okay.
So many organizations are really going for all of it. They're trying to earn as much as they possibly can through the event. And others are really targeting some of the smaller, more concentrated prize times and prize dollars.
So again, it's the most number of gifts, because the emphasis is on the number of gifts, not the
yes.
total of the gifts.
And that's because the event is designed around participation. Again, we'd like to engage as many people as possible in supporting our local nonprofits. So we felt it was more important to structure the event around participation rather than dollars raised. That way there's sort of an equal playing field for all organizations, regardless of how big or small they are.
Okay, great. Well, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And we're talking with Kim Russell and Michael Jones of the Community Foundation about GiveRichmond.org and the upcoming day, or more than a day, I guess day and a half of giving, called The Amazing Raise. I'd love to hear a little bit more about some of the prizes that you said there was a midnight prize, and there are those prizes for the most number of $50 and above gifts. So what are some of the other things people could aim for?
Another fun one that is added this year is the Long Distance Donor Prize. And the point in adding this one was to let everyone know that really anyone can participate in this event. Again, since it's online, you can participate from anywhere. Last year, we learned that people were participating from as far away as Japan.
Oh, wow.
So we sort of put the challenge out there for organizations to use their networks and reach out to people that they know all over the map. And so we're there's sort of a challenge out there to find out what is the furthest distance away.
No, I'm trying to picture what's on the opposite end of the globe of Richmond, Virginia.
We had one nonprofit tell us yesterday that it's somewhere in Australia.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So if you have friends in Australia, you might want to tell them about this. So that's one new prize that's worth $1,000. It will be awarded at the end of the event because you have all 36 hours to try and capture that long-distance donor. Mm-hmm. We also have lunch break prizes awarded on both days to the organizations that receive the most donations between the 12 and 2 p.m. period. We know that people are taking a break during that time. We hope that they'll be willing to spend a couple of minutes to make a donation to their favorite charities. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the time oriented prizes. Okay. We also have prizes that are going to be awarded this year to the organizations that either have the greatest improvement over last year in terms of number of donations again, and then also a notable newcomer prize for organizations that are participating for the first time or will receive their first donations through the Amazing Raise this year.
Okay. So there's a variety of ways that nonprofits can benefit from those special perks.
Yes.
It's not all about just that big grand prize, but exactly. A lot of other things along the way throughout that 36-hour period.
There's a lot of buzz around the prizes. I think it's what keeps people motivated throughout.
Mm-hmm.
36 hours obviously is a short period in most people's eyes, but as you're really trying to keep your donors and supporters interested, I think the prizes go a long way.
Yeah, it definitely would spark some excitement out in the community. What are some of the things that nonprofits are doing, aside from just sending an email? Like, what are nonprofits coming up with as creative ways to get people engaged?
Well, there's one nonprofit that has an agreement with a donut shop that they're going to have like a big breakfast party, and everybody who makes a $50 donation will get a free dozen donuts.
Wow.
Also, there's an organization that is everybody who makes a donation will be entered into a raffle to win an Indian dinner cooked by that organization's executive director.
Huh.
There's an organization that is – they have a whole series of events. They have – they're having a breakfast party. They're having a lunch event with the media, and they're having a dinner at a restaurant out in the West End. And they're doing a midnight tweet to go for the international prize as well as the Night Owl prize. So there's a lot of different and there's a lot of organizations are doing open houses. There's other organizations that are scheduling concerts and artistic events around this. So they've engaged – there's been a lot of organizations that have received a lot of community support for this.
Great. So how would you find out as a donor or a member of the community thinking about becoming a donor, how would you find out about the prizes and what a nonprofit might be doing around the event?
Well, you can currently go to giverichmond.org, and right on the homepage is all the key information, including the rules of the event, the prizes that will be available, a list of the organizations that are participating, so that way you can look for your favorite organizations or any that sort of spur your interest. You could go ahead and look them up today and have a well-informed decision next week when the event occurs.
Okay. So how do you qualify to be on that list of eligible organizations?
You have to have a live portrait on the Give Richmond site. And I should say that we are still adding some organizations. So that list that you see right now is not final. The list will be finalized on Friday. So definitely by Monday will be the final list of organizations that are participating.
And then again, remind us when the giving starts, when the Amazing Race starts.
The Amazing Race starts Wednesday morning, September 19th at 6 a.m. and runs through Thursday evening on the 20th at 6 p.m.
Okay, great. Now, you mentioned that this is the second year for the Amazing Race. So I imagine it must have gone all right the first year. You wouldn't be doing it again. Tell us about the results from the first year of the Amazing Race.
Well, last year we actually had 360 organizations who were live on the website. 270 of them received at least one donation. We raised from donations just shy of $500,000. And with the incentive prizes awarded by the Community Foundation, it was about just over $600,000 that was awarded to the nonprofit community.
Over $600,000 awarded out of just a day and a half of giving.
Were some organizations that they leveraged matching donor support to raise money. There's one organization that actually met a third of its budget in one day. And there's another organization that met half of its budget, a very small startup organization that met half its budget in just the one day.
Wow. So it's worth taking notice.
That's what we'd like to emphasize is that success is really based on the organization. You don't have to win the grand prize to feel that the event has been a success. We hold it at this time of year to really kick off the giving season, try to infuse organizations with donations at the start and really carry them forward through the end of the year. Ideally, what we're hoping for is that organizations will not only garner support from their existing donors, but also reach out to new donors and bring more people into the nonprofit field and have an interest in what they're doing.
Is that part of the overarching goal? Like what the overarching goal of Amazing Race would be?
It is. It really is to expand the donor base in Richmond. I think that anytime more people get involved in supporting and strengthening their community, the better off we all are. I'd say that's the goal of Give Richmond in general, to raise awareness and interest in nonprofits, but also especially through the Amazing Race.
Great. Okay. Now, again, about the nonprofits that benefited last year, do you have any particular stories that maybe a surprise from last year or somebody that did especially well or shared with you a story about what a difference it made for their organization?
One such organization I just met they're called Mama Ruth's Meals, and they're based in Petersburg. And they were literally a brand new organization. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I mean, it was their first year, but they did very well. They got in there early. They got their early bird prize. So they won a $2,500 grant as well as a $2,500 in donations. Mm-hmm. What they told me was that they were actually in the process of applying to be an official food bank partner site. But one of the requirements was that they had to have a reserve fund. And so they were able to use the money raised in the Amazing Raise to not only build the reserve fund, but they had money left over to provide the services to their clients.
So it
was a huge success for them.
Yeah, that's a big
and they
boost.
They were a small nonprofit. There were four board members, and at the time of the Amazing Raise, they had not filed a 990 yet. Mm-hmm. So they were living proof that you did not have to be large. You did not mm-hmm. have to be considered a wealthy, well established organization to do well.
So it shows that it's not just the dollars that were received. It also opened up the doors to new partnerships for their
exactly.
long-term success.
Yes. Right.
Do you have any other stories in mind of great successes from last year?
Well, I mean, the grand prize winner last year was Churchill Activities and Tutoring, also an organization that probably does not have the same name recognition as some that are eligible for this event. They really took advantage of a donors match that was provided to them for the event. So that was really outside of the incentive prizes. But they really used that to their advantage, created videos with the students that they teach, mm-hmm. And reached out through their networks, which apparently are extensive. And they really rose through the leaderboard throughout the event and took everybody by surprise, I think.
That's great. So the leaderboard, that's where all of the prizes or the
that's
gifts
right.
are tracked during the day,
and we
right?
should have mentioned that. One of the key features to the event is that when you go online to giveRichmond.org during this time, not only can you donate, but you can see how everyone's doing. You can see a gift tracker that will show you the total number of donations and the total dollars raised throughout the entire event. But you can also look at the detail of how each organization is doing. You can search for your favorite and you can help them move up the leaderboard if you're really interested in seeing them win a top prize.
So if you're interested in sharing the fact that you made a gift during the Amazing Race, is there an easy way to do that?
There is. As soon as you make a donation, there's the option of posting it to either Facebook or Twitter or through an email. And you could let folks know that you just made a donation and you'd love their support as
great.
Well.
Social media is going to be blowing up.
And the great thing about it is, too, is that when you post that to Facebook or to the email, it will also provide a link to that specific nonprofit page. So if you wanted to support Churchill Activities and Tutoring or Mama Ruth Meals or any of the other organizations who are participating, you could just click on that link and it would take you right to that nonprofit's page.
Great. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a really easy way to get on, get involved, make your donation, and then also help spread the word about how easy it is for others to contribute as well.
That's right.
Yeah, great.
It's a very addictive.
Now, what did you mention the overall fundraising goal for the event? What do you think? You said 600,000 last year. What do you think this year? What's your goal?
Well, total individual donations last year were just shy of 500,000. So we'd obviously love to
500,000
individual donations.
Okay.
So when you exclude the incentive mm-hmm. prizes, mm-hmm. so we'd clearly like to surpass that. Mm-hmm. We think that with the enthusiasm of donors out there and additional organizations participating, we should have no problem blowing right by that. We have a lot of faith in the generosity of this community. There is a prize called the Jackpot Prize. And I guess if there's anything out there telling you what our goal is, that might be it. Mm-hmm. That will be awarded to the organization who receives the donation that puts us over 777,000.
Oh, like the 777 jackpot.
Exactly. Okay. And so that's really out there to motivate our community to rally around that as a goal. But honestly, if we had our ideal scenario, we're looking at surpassing 10,000 total donations or $1 million.
Okay, well, those are big numbers. So, Richmond, listeners out there, think about looking up the information on giverichmond.org to learn more. Time's already running out, so thank you so much, Kim and Michael, for joining Inspire Indeed today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so we've been talking to Michael and Kim from the Community Foundation. They've been talking about the Amazing Raise, which is coming up next Wednesday. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that that's also WRIR's Pledge Week next week. And so, you know, one way that you can give to WRIR during the Pledge Week is on the 19th or 20th during the Amazing Raise hours. You can go to giverichmond.org and donate to WRIR, or you can always donate to WRIR.org. We are a volunteer-powered radio station down here at 97.3 and can always use the support and always appreciate the support of our donors and our sponsors. I'd also like to thank Jay Westerman and Noel Alexander for engineering today's show. And to Ahmad Kamiri, who's volunteering on the board down here at WRIR. If you want to see a list of shows that have been featured on Inspire Indeed over the last few months, you can go to the website, which is inspireindeed.blogspot.com. Or you can also see a list on WRIR.org as well if you search for the Inspire Indeed show. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I really hope that you've learned something new here on Inspire Indeed today, and that it's helped you to think about how you might make a difference in the community with your deeds. I hope you have a great day.
And we're off, right?